1620-945-WTAW. Here are comments from the October 27th, 2022 College Station City Council meeting, where the council discussed the work of a council subcommittee that was established last March to develop a policy for naming city buildings, parks, and other facilities. Leading that subcommittee group, Councilman Bob Brick.
There was a subcommittee of three of us, Mr. Maloney and Ms. Kuna and myself were on the committee to discuss and review the city's policy for naming of facilities. And we looked at several different plans. And then we also discovered that the city has its own plan. And initially, we didn't realize that. The city had its own policy regarding policy naming of facilities, and we all have a copy of that to review. We think that the present policy is just fine. There was one element of the policy in another city that we found that we thought would be helpful to add it to this policy. The only modification we would suggest is that there be a public hearing at some point prior to the time that the final report is presented to the City Council for approval. And this might be in a workshop the prior council session, such that it wouldn't come to the council with public comments just moments before the final vote was taken. There would be some time given there. That was the only change we had suggested for the policy for naming facilities. Otherwise, it gives quite a detailed description there of all the elements involved in that.
Another member of the subcommittee, Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuna.
One of the things that I liked about the example that Dr. Brick brought to our subcommittee meeting was the was that as part of the staff evaluation before the vote was taken, there was a supposed to be a staff evaluation, and part of that was assessing the cost of the renaming. I know that's one thing that I haven't seen as my time on the council that is part of the discussion, but in the one that you got from Buda?
Yes.
They have, that's a component of the presentation that staff does before the council votes is what it will cost.
And the third member of the subcommittee, City Councilman Dennis Maloney.
I think when we were talking about the Gary Halt and Nature Center, you know, we figured that it's a sign, a signage on the building and then a plaque, and it would fall well under the amount of money that the city manager is allowed to cut a check for. So
for
it wasn't,
sure.
It wasn't, you know, was one of these situations where you have to change a whole bunch of everything. It's just a pretty minimal cost in comparison to the amount of work that citizen that's being honored did for the city.
If I could offer a request for staff to perhaps prepare the right wording in legalese, I suggested it go under the procedure section of this policy, section C, subsection D. I would say that prior to final presentation to the City Council, there be a public hearing, and that could possibly include cost as well.
Sure.
At that time.
That makes
and
sense.
Then the present section D would become section E at that point.
Okay. Mr. Maloney.
Well, I just wanted to give a shout out that Don Hellriegel was the one that did all the research and came up with all the information about how College Station names its facility. So I just wanted to publicly acknowledge his contribution. And today he's still on the Recreation and Parks Board, so still working for us.
All right, and staff has a charge. All right, good enough.
This is 1620-945-WTAW.